Can you tell us what happened to your father that inspired you to start running?
Well, to begin with, my father was taken to boarding school at a pretty young age, and it was actually just outside of Flagstaff in Loup. He wasn't allowed to speak Navajo or do anything that resembled the culture. So he hated school, and he began to run away. He ran all the way back to the Gap, which is north of Cameron. He was only 10 years old, and he covered about 78 miles as a 10-year-old just to get away from school. Over the course of the next year and a half, he did it 4 or 5 more times until he was kicked out of boarding school and sent away on a placement program. But it was those traumatic experiences from the boarding school days that kind of sparked my interest in the healing process, and just to kind of erase those old footsteps and put some new ones down that's in a more positive aspect.
Your part of the film follows you as you run 110 miles from the site of your father's government school to your family's ancestral homeland. How were you changed by the time you arrived at your destination, your ancestral homeland?
So this was a remarkable experience because of the enormous connection to my family's history and to our tribal people's past. It was enormously transformative because I was able to put myself into that mindset of a 10-year-old child running away from boarding school for being punished only for being Navajo. And being able to share that experience in the film, my hopes is that other Native peoples the world over who have experienced that sort of trauma can see this and know that there's a way to deal with it in a healthy way.
I want to play a clip from the film in which you explain why you run. So here you are, you're speaking to a group of runners competing at the Canyon de Chelly Ultra Marathon.
You run because it's a form of prayer. You can go to any hogan during a ceremony and listen to a medicine man pray, but you can pray too through your feet, through your breath, because running is a prayer.
So what do you mean by that? What does it feel like to pray through your feet?
So in Navajo culture, we believe that the earth is our mother and the sky is our father. And so when we run, we are speaking to Mother Earth with our voice as we talk, but also with the act of running. We're speaking to her through our feet as we step or dance on the earth, on her, letting her know that we're out running, we're celebrating, we're learning, we're praying. So when you're out running, there's a veil that is kind of thinned between the physical world and the spiritual world. And some people call it a runner's high. We can connect and feel the energies from all these people or these spiritual beings around us and make those connections.
Sean, thank you so much for sharing your story and your family's story. I really appreciate the time.
Thank you. Thank you for reaching out and helping us spread the word. I think part of preservation of culture is rooted in just simple awareness. And so this is a large step in that direction.